I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, wedgies. Wedgies in New Jersey, of all places. That's what prepared Comey to deal with Trump. That's what he says in his new book. We got to entitle this. We have to come up with the best title over the next few days. I put it up on Facebook, and it's been tremendous, the outpouring of people wanting to entitle Comey's book. The thing that breaks through with me, though, is Comey and how personal this is with Trump and how I think that's going to backfire. Among other things, he says that Trump's height is shorter than expected. The tie is too long. All right, well, maybe he's right about the tie. I never liked the... And he might wear tanning goggles. Now, I think that's spray-on. Well, he maybe wears them when he sprays it on. The tanning stuff more than anything else. But here's the shot that Good Morning America, of course, with henchman George Stephanopoulos, played earlier this morning, that gets into the PP tape, Comey saying maybe it exists, and then the shot that he takes at the Trump marriage. Now, you can imagine, I'm sure this enrages Trump. Trump tweeted out a bunch of stuff about Comey, and then he kind of paused at the end of the tweet and then came back 16 minutes later to finish it. I don't know if someone interrupted what the heck was happening there. So I get how Trump is feeling, but I think this undercuts Comey. If Comey, just the facts, man, Dragnet, sticks to that with Trump and what his beef is around that and what he can prove and what it's all about, that's one debate. But Comey is giving the other side a lot of red meat here on the personal front, the types of things he's trying to reaffirm about Trump. And you know what you're going to hear? You're already starting to hear it this morning. You evangelicals, what the hell, if I can say that, is wrong with you? How can you support a guy? You know, Comey now starting to put out there the PP tape. It might be real. And two, what the heck kind of marriage is this? Trump keeps coming to me and saying, look, look, Melania is 99% certain it's not true. I need that other percent. And then maybe it's 99.9%. I need that other tenth of percent. Can't you just run this down? We take a dossier and we slap it down on the desk and say, here, Melania, this is not true. Watch how this spins toward trying to erode the Trump base, which it will not. So what, if anything, does this do? In the end, not a whole lot. It reaffirms those that hate Trump, they can't get enough of it. If Trump, they hope, does something else here or tweets something that's legal, maybe they get him on that or that starts another line. That's about it. The Trump base is not going to go, wow, come on, Dom. I was there with Trump on a lot of this stuff. But, you know, this stuff with his marriage and all, I can't support that now. They're hoping to just chip, chip, chip away. And that's the question this morning. Are you going to be chipped away by this? Let's say any of this is true. And that's highly debatable here. The best I got on Facebook to entitle the book, and I'd love to hear yours, 855-839-1210, is probably FB Lie. FB Lie. Or how about downfall of the FBI and how I was responsible? Or how about to Russia with love? But here is the money shot this morning, I think, that out of all this and all the legal back and forth of where Comey's going, you know, he's called him a mob boss, and now he says it's like Sammy Gravano, Sammy the Bull Gravano. Remember him, John Gotti, second in command? I don't know why he chose Sammy the Bull Gravano. There's any number. Why not Gotti? No. Trump was like Sammy the Bull. That's what he has in the book. All right, this will be cut 14. Here's Comey. And they put this on Good Morning America this morning, if you haven't heard it yet. Here is the thing that is going to enrage Trump. Here's Comey with Stephanopoulos.
It was almost an out-of-body experience for me. I was floating above myself, looking down, saying, you're sitting here briefing the incoming president of the United States about prostitutes in Moscow.
January 27th, at a private dinner in the White House, President Trump raises the issue again.
Says he may want me to investigate it to prove that it didn't happen. And then he says something that distracted me, because he said, you know, if there's even a 1% chance my wife thinks that's true, that's terrible. And I remember thinking, how could your wife think there's a 1% chance you were with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow? I'm a flawed human being, but there's literally zero chance that my wife would think that was true. So what kind of marriage to what kind of man does your wife think there's only a 99% chance you didn't do that? And I said to him, sir, when he started talking about it, I may order you to investigate that. I said, sir, that's up to you, but you'd want to be careful about that, because it might create a narrative that we're investigating you personally. And second, it's very difficult to prove something didn't happen.
Did you believe his denial?
Honestly, never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States was with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
You know, something a little twisted there, just as a point of reference. I don't remember the peeing on each other. Just saying. I thought it was the prostitutes in the same bed where Obama has. I thought that was it. Now, there's going to be a lot of stuff like that, and a lot of people like me and maybe you saying, well, wait a minute, this is the way it was said before, going after Comey on this. What's your reaction to that? Now, I could come on, we could go through the same stuff that's in here. This is the type of stuff, though, that will get out there. And it's not going to, I think, break through the Trump base. But all they're trying to do day after day after day as we come to the midterms is depress the vote, get people more upset, get them a little bit iffy, just a little bit iffy. Could it backfire the other way? Could people go, you know what? Look at this guy. Look at this FBI director. It's one thing if he's challenging Trump on policy or the reasons he was fired or the Russian collusion and going back and forth over that. But this book seems to be filled up, and I think it's kind of a laughing stock of Comey to say he grew up in Jersey and he learned how to deal with bullies like Trump by getting wedgies. That's gonna play out. But that's what I see this morning that jumps out at me, aside from what we'll know on the policy stuff and the back and forth. This is how vicious it is. This is how far it goes. And it's trying to impugn Trump's character and Trump as a person versus arguing inside the weeds on the Washington stuff. So to that matter, it is a throwing down the gauntlet. I get that. This is really going after it. This is pretty unprecedented stuff, other than the stuff we know that Bill Clinton was engaged in, let alone challenge. People didn't personally challenge him in this way, though. At least rival political figures. So 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210 and you get on board. You know, a lot of this other stuff, Trump tweeting out that he is a weak person, a leaker, we know that, and a liar, all fine. Trump has not reached the level of a personal attack that we're seeing here. You know, that Comey's wife, there would be a 0% chance, George, that she'd believe that. This is going for the jugular. Now, could Trump have brought this up about, you know, Melania? Yeah, he might have brought it up. But it's also, you'll see, mushrooming what kind of people continue. And they're very specific in this, the big media attack. They get it, those deplorables out there in hillbilly country and all. They'll still support Trump. But if you're an evangelical, college graduate, something like that, how can you? When he's got this type of marriage. I know. Bill Clinton's sham marriage with Hillary Clinton, that doesn't count. It's only Trump now that we should use this character test on. One other quick thing. Another good sign of stuff that I like about Trump, and maybe it sends a signal. This story, before the show's over today, we may know definitively. It appears that Trump has or is formally just about ready to pardon Scooter Libby. You remember Scooter Libby just because of the name, right? The assistant to chief of staff to Dick Cheney and the stuff he got caught up in, that witch hunt. George W. Bush gave him time served, took away the legal part, but a pardon would clear his name. I think Trump did it or is doing it, and you'll hear it today, and it's going to set off alarms again because Trump's sending a signal he may use the pardoning power. He so far has pardoned a military figure who got railroaded, and Joe Arpaio, who I think also got railroaded. He's not pardoning, as President Obama did, a bunch of drug kingpins, people like that. So apparently he has pardoned Scooter Libby. Those are the reports. You know, this seems to be out of nowhere, and maybe it's the right thing to do. Plus, Trump is sending a signal that this is what he may do during the course of this. And that's a good signal to send. All right, so I'd love to get your comment. Does it trouble you? In other words, if Comey is believable on this shot at their marriage, does that mean then you're going to say, look, this guy shouldn't be president, or I'm sorry I voted for him? I don't think so. I think people have already made their peace with that. Whatever Comey thinks he has, no matter how bad it is that he's going to portray this on a personal level, is not going to cut away. But the media has in their head, maybe they're smarter, this is a chip away game. Let's depress the vote. Let's pick off people a little bit here and there. We know we really can't penetrate the Trump base, but if around the edges we can do that, that's all that we need. All right, Michael is in the Northeast. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for starting us off, Mike. Hi.
Yeah, good morning, Dom. What comes to my mind, I'm a Trump supporter. I voted for Trump, and nothing will change my mind because I understood from the get-go years ago and even before Obama that the elitists put Obama in, and they were all hell-bent on Hillary to destroy the country, to ruin capitalism. I'm dead firm about that. And the people are being manipulated through the state-controlled media. And that's basically that. Now, all these lies are coming out against a sitting president with no evidence. It's amazing this has gone this far. And it just shows you what we're up against. You got part of the Republican Party against the sitting president. You got the whole Democrat Party against the sitting president. Mm-hmm. You got the journalist against the president.
Well, let's get back to this, though, too, this thing with Comey, then, about the you can't picture Trump asking him to investigate that.
I can't.
No, I'll tell you, I think he did. And I think it points to the fact that it's not true. And Trump wanted it run down, because if it were, Trump would not be going to a guy he's iffy about, I think, Michael, and going through all this with him. He wanted them once and for all to settle things. Now, I think Trump's flaw is this, and I get it. It's a very human thing. He likes to have things resolved and it's over with. In Washington, it never is. And he's having trouble getting used to that.
Well, the big mistake Trump made was never appointing a counsel to investigate Hillary from the get-go. And I firmly believe that Trump knows this game. He's got...
All right. Well, I'm talking about broader stuff here. I don't want to go back on Hillary. I'm saying that Trump has a need, and I understand it. I do, too. When there's something out there lurking or whatever, he wants it settled, and he wants to move on. Right? And in private life, he's been able to do that pretty much. Here, it won't. So if he did this in Russia, why would he want Comey to investigate it? Wouldn't it be more likely he didn't do it and he wanted Comey to put the FBI signature on it? Hey, we went there, this, we did this, this, and this, and it didn't happen. Isn't that the more likely thing? Now, what Comey's doing, though, what he believes is here, the soft underbelly is... We're going to go after Trump, and we're going to get Melania in an uproar. Melania is going to be going wild here with this stuff. It's another way to bring her into it. She'll make life uncomfortable for Trump. That's where they're going with this.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.